94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest, presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
And just like that, we're back. I'm hanging out with Mike and Tanya today, and we're talking all the stuff that the Mendel is putting on for us this holiday season. Thanks for being here, guys.
Absolutely.
We just discussed your mix and mingle holiday party and also Rejoice, which is the concert happening after that party. And if we have enough time, I'll recap. Okay. Yeah. Otherwise, just listen to the podcast on WSJM.com to learn
awesome.
More.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Podcast.
There you go.
Or we're in a podcast, Tanya.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
See, yeah.
We're just listen to it over and over again.
Here. Okay. So give it to me. What do you got coming up now?
Coming up real quick, tail end of the month, Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. They've been here the last two or three times they've been here, they've sold out. They're heading that way again. So if you want tickets to that, better jump on that really very, very quickly.
Well, let's discuss. What's the date?
That is November 28th.
Okay.
And it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
What time?
That would be a good thing that should have been on this postcard as I'm looking at it.
Well, I'm looking at it. November 28th is a Tuesday, right?
Yeah, Tuesday, okay. November 28th. I'm going to guess 8 o'clock,
yeah,
but I want to look for sure.
Yeah.
7:30.
7:30.
At 7:30.
Okay. Yep. And then where's the easiest way to guess? You have all this listed on your website. Why don't I have that pulled up?
Yeah, themendelcenter.com.
There you go. I'll type that in.
Da-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Tell me if I'm unfamiliar with who those people are, what we might get to see.
Well, so traditional, the music of Mannheim Steamroller really puts people in the Christmas mood. It's they have a really distinctive sound. It's almost techno pop.
Yes.
But, I mean, you could actually really call it that. But they just, it's so much, you know, their music is very distinctive. As soon as you hear their songs,
it's hard
any
to describe,
songs,
but
yeah,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's a very full, rich sound.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the things that's really cool is the local members of the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra will get a chance to play along with them.
Yes.
Because they always hire local orchestra players. But it's a techno, pop, orchestral blend of holiday classics.
And lots of lights
visuals,
and
yeah.
visuals.
Yeah.
They have video elements. It's like a multimedia Christmas explosion.
If you love Christmas like I do, this is really going to get you in the spirit. Just go and attend this one on the 28th. And what else you got?
I just want to say, you know, they're Grammy Award winning for their sound. They've been together for over 30 years. They tour all over the country. We're really fortunate. We try to book them every other year. So that is going to be a whole lot of fun.
Tuesday, November 28th. And I'm looking at their website. It's super easy, you guys. TheMendelCenter.com. And just hit their performances link that they have right there. And you can actually scroll through all of them. So that's one of the major ones coming up here again on the 28th.
Yeah, and of course we have the Kids Christmas Carnival coming in November too. Before that, on November 18th.
Pulling my hair out a little bit over that one, so thanks for reminding me.
Oh yeah, that's a lot of fun.
The train is coming back again.
Santa, that's another side note. You can find more info on their website on that as well.
You can look for me. I think I'll be popping popcorn.
Oh,
that's the plan.
Yeah, okay. You can catch me there then.
Yeah, and we have some LMC events too, student recitals, and we won't go into all those, but some great student recitals and concerts. The LMC Holiday Collage on December 5th, LMC Jazz Rock Concert on December 7th. Esteemed Nutcracker, this is a new tradition from the Citadel Dance and Music Center. A lot of local kids and performers, some I would call the caliber of this show close to professional. I mean, it's so unique and so polished. But that's going to be December 16th.
Okay.
And they're going to do two shows.
Okay.
At 2 and 7 o'clock.
Yeah. So if you're used to the Nutcracker, you're not going to see the Nutcracker. This is like a steampunk version. You'll hear the music. The music will all be the same.
Their costumes in this picture you have are really cool.
Yeah, you've got to check the pictures out. And I hope they have a video on our website. They might not. If they don't, I'm going to try to get, because their video from last year was spectacular, too.
Kind of like a modern twist on the Nutcracker.
They'll use
local
musicians from the Citadel for that show.
Yeah,
as
there's
well.
A live orchestra that's going to be performing with that.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be on the main stage. That's on Saturday, December 16th. Happens at 2 o'clock or 7 o'clock. Go to one, go to both.
Yeah, absolutely. We have the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra coming in for their holiday concert.
Yes, Sounds of the Season. That one is on Saturday, December 9th. That's at 7:30 p.m. I'm looking at their website. Caleb Harris, he's a guest conductor. It looks like they have all the great songs that they're going to be covering on their website. Polar Express Suite is the one that's grabbing my attention here. Of course, we have Silver Bell, Silent Night, a lot of the classics that you all know. 12 Days of Christmas. And I promise you guys, the SMSO will come in here and actually tell me even more, and I'll probably get to talk to this conductor, so that's cool.
Perfect.
But if you're listening, Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra, they're right here in town. We hear from them all the time. They'll be at the Mendel again for this show. It's Sounds of the Season, Saturday, December 9th. You can get tickets at smso.org for that right now. Keep going.
If we could, I'd like to drift into January.
Please do, because I just saw Winter Delights.
Yeah, Winter Delights, our wine festival, our annual, this is going to be the 9th, is that right?
The 9th. Wine Festival.
Wow. Saturday, January 20th, we're going to have Ed Bagatini's Jazz Trio performing. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a bunch of vineyards who are going to be in there, wineries.
This is one that I know a lot of people in the community look forward to going to. If you've never been to this, it's real fun. This is on Saturday, January 20th. Again, that's 5 to 9. You can get tickets already right now.
You can, oh, yeah. And this event is all indoor, so you do not have to go
out.
You'll
be warm and cozy inside drinking wine.
Exactly.
So if there's a snowstorm, God forbid, we blast through it, then get to our parking lot.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
It will be happening.
I skipped over something, though. There's a kid's event.
The Little Tiger guy?
Yep.
Yeah, Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood Live, King for a Day. This is a new Daniel Tiger show. If you have young kids, particularly preschoolers, you're going to know about this one. It's a PBS favorite of mm-hmm. families. Last time they were here 2 years ago, they sold out.
Nice.
They're just doing one show here. It's early on the earlier on the evening on January 19th, a Friday night. Yeah. So kids can sleep in the next day. It's not our usual matinee
but really,
performances.
There's not very much to do outside or really, you know, even inside at this time of the year. So this is great. If you want something for the kids to do, just take them to this. I bet you that they'll love it. They'll be watching just as much as you are on that one. Again, that's Friday, January 19th, something you can take the kids to do. And they're on sale now. It's only one show, so I would suggest get them now.
Yeah, and it's a good length show, too, so you don't have to worry about the kids. It's a high-energy show, too. They'll be into it. They'll recognize all the characters and the music and everything else.
Who is Art Garfunkel?
Who is he? Who is that guy? Yeah, we're real happy about this. Art Garfunkel, of course, one of the members of the classic duo of all time, Simon and Garfunkel.
Mm-hmm.
And he, interestingly, was just profiled recently on CBS Sunday Morning. And our ticket sales went crazy after that.
Good.
So he was selling pretty well anyway, but now there's a lot of interest
in him. Yeah, $38 to $80. Get them quickly again.
Yeah, and he has a new autobiography out too, and he's going to be telling stories from the stage, excerpts from his autobiography. If you've never heard, if you just know him by his music, either with Paul Simon or some of his solo hits, maybe you don't know what an avid reader he is and how intelligent and well-versed he is in so many subjects, but he's a great storyteller and just really an amazing voice. And his voice, he had some vocal issues back in 2010, but he fought for
fully
4
recovered.
Years, pulled out of it, and you can watch recent videos of him and see that his voice still holds up very well.
I have an idea.
Yes.
You could get Winter Delights tickets or these Art Garfunkel tickets for someone for a Christmas gift.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, themendelcenter.com is where you can get these. And I didn't want to pass up actually letting you guys give your plug for live mannequins.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. So on December 1st, I mean, I've attended this event, and Tanya, I know, has too. And usually we're dragging our kids down there and we run into each other and, oh, yeah, you're here too. But this time we're going to be in the window.
Yay!
Hey.
Right. So, Amy from St. Joe today, she stops in. She's been telling us about live mannequins.
Yeah.
This is on December 1st. It's a Friday night. Real quick background. You literally, it is live people pretending
standing
to be mannequins.
Still for a very,
very
long time.
Still.
And I believe the theme this year is literature.
Correct.
And what do you
so
guys
we settled
have to be?
On. We were back and forth, and then everybody's choosing all the things we wanted to do, but we're pretty happy with what we landed on, which is Romeo and Juliet, the masquerade ball scene.
Mm-hmm.
So
I heard you get to be the main character.
I'm Juliet, it's true. No, wait. No, I'm Romeo. No, I'm going to be Romeo. Well, you know, Shakespearean, they used to do that. The male actors would play all the parts. But
Tanya,
I could, you know.
What do you mean?
I'm going to be in the masquerade ball, a party goer, with wine from LM Vintners.
Yeah, so we're partnering with LM Vintners.
That was my next question.
So Laura Morris, who's the marketing
brand manager
mm-hmm. for LM Vintners, she's going to be Juliet. And so we're all going to have masks,
which
and it's going to be very cool.
Or which storefront will I find you in?
City Plumbing on the far left window. They have three windows. We're going to be sharing that space with, for sure, Twin City Players. I'm not sure who the other...
Very
group
cool.
is, but.
Okay. So make sure you just stop and see the staff posing as the characters from Romeo and Juliet again on December 1st. And really, just remember, we covered a lot today. I think we could have talked for a whole another two more interviews.
And we didn't even get into Wedding World.
Oh, man, Wedding
Closing
World.
Closing out January on January 27th.
If you, you know.
It never ends at the Mendel Center, baby.
You just got engaged.
Ta-da!
This is something you can go to, myweddingworld.com. Otherwise, we talked about Mix and Mingle, their holiday party. We talked about Rejoice. We talked about the Nutcracker. We talked about Winter Delights. We talked about a lot of stuff. The easiest way to find everything we just talked about is by heading to the website, themendelcenter.com. And what's the number I can call if I just want to go ahead and purchase some tickets?
269-927-8700, option one.
Very good. Well, I'm going to be seeing you guys a lot the next few months. So,
yay.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Thanks for coming in to chat with me. And thanks for, again, providing us with all this entertainment that's so close to home.
You bet.
Thank you.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest.